late, what night was it?
It was a Friday night. It was after Thanksgiving. And it was around 2 a.m. and we were asleep, and all of a sudden we heard a weird noise, and there was like a flash outside the front window. And then we went downstairs and we looked out the door and saw that a car had literally, or a truck had driven through our front yard and taken out a telephone pole. So, you know, we knew that it was really bad because the truck was like wedged between a tree and the bridge. So we called 911, and then we went down, and we could tell that the car was, you know, totaled, and there was nobody in there. So we searched for the person, and like finally the cops came, and Lori came over, and John was over there, and we looked down and we saw like the body of the driver, and like the cops, you know, ran down the hill and into the stream bed, and you know, the driver was dead. And so obviously the ambulance came, and they did a whole investigation, but it was just horrible. Like this truck was just completely totaled, and the guy had apparently been at the Silver Peso and was totally drunk and driving back to somewhere in West Marin and fallen asleep and missed the turn on Sir Francis Drake, went through our driveway, slammed through a telephone pole, hit a tree, was ejected out of the car and down into the creek bed and died.
And how did that make you feel?
It was absolutely horrible. Like, honestly, I was like in shock for months.
Really?
Yeah. And like, whereas before we felt totally safe in the house, after that we always had to check the doors to make sure that they were locked. It was just really unsettling to think about what had happened. And it really took months and months, probably a year, to kind of recover from the shock of that experience.
Mm-hmm. And then when it happened again, it did happen again, right?
Well, I mean, there was another person who got into an accident around there, but it wasn't nearly as bad. I mean, mm-hmm. This was so horrible because of how crazy the impact was, and the fact that, you know, somebody was ejected and we found them dead, mm-hmm. down in the creek bed. And like, they actually hit like the back of our car, mm-hmm. took out our whole fence, and it was like just really surreal in a bad way.
And what was the first reaction? Like, what was your reaction when you saw the body?
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe how horrible this was, and I wonder what this person's story is, because now he's dead.
Well, I didn't know.